All right, we've now been joined by today's NASCAR Cup Series winner here at Iowa Speedway, Ty Gibbs, driver of the number 54 Joe Gibbs Racing Toyota. Ty, some would consider this a breakout year for you. You're now a two-time Cup Series winner. Can you kind of talk to us a little bit about what it's like this year, what it's been like?
Yeah, it's been great. You know, have a great team around me. Had a lot of fun today. You know, great facility at the track. But this year's been a lot of fun. You know, everybody's been doing a great job. And, you know, I feel like it's been fun to work with everybody. And everybody's been so encouraging. So just made some big strides from last year, obviously. And, yeah, super fun.
Awesome. We're going to open it up to questions. We'll start with Jordan.
Jordan Bianchi, The Athletic. What's the difference here in that last stint, two tires versus four tires?
Commanders, baby. That was a two-tire call. And it worked. The difference between the two tires and four tires, what you're asking? Just a little bit more overall grip, a little tighter of a balance.
Was there any hesitation or anything when you heard that it was going to be a two-tire call?
I mean, I can't do anything, so just run with it.
Yeah. I mean, in that situation, do you want your crew chief to be more aggressive and go for that and go for it there?
I think in the position with the point situation we're in, we're for sure.
Sorry, I was trying to look up at one point how big your deficit was to the points lead. I mean, at one point you were at least 152 back. I'm sure it's been bigger at times, but now you're second in points and 103 out with three races to go. I'm not saying three races enough to erase 103 points, but second in points from where you were.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to feel pretty good about that, I'm assuming.
Really happy. Yeah, you know, it was a really great day for us. You know, scored a lot of points in the last couple of races. I think we were highest stage point guy. So, yeah, to be able to finish it off today was awesome. You know, bummed about Andy. Feel like we had a good shot there. Just kind of strategy went to crap with the little foam on the front stretch. So, just unfortunate. But, you know, I've been in contention and won a lot of these. And it's been so much fun this year. So, just keep working hard.
I mean, does it – I know that's not a huge – gap between, you know, second in points, third in points, but I mean, it could add up, could make a difference. Like how much do you want that second?
Yeah,
points?
I mean, I think like the leader to the guy in 16th, like 100 points, isn't it, when the playoffs start? So it puts you in a better shot for the title at the end of the year. And yeah, we'll just go from there.
Go ahead, Cameron.
Cameron Richardson, NASCAR.com. Ty, what?
Whoa, look at your setup, dude. This guy might be running some engineering stuff.
I'm curious what
SMT and everything. Okay, he's got the piece on the program over here.
I'm curious what motivates you, because I mean, 3 years, no wins, you could really, you know, shut down mentally and just, you know, this is just what my career is going to be. But you know, this season, you know, you could really show off your swagger, your second in points now. But was it something maybe recently that you discovered? And I'm just curious what, you know, motivates you every day.
You know, not really. I just really like race cars. And, you know, obviously the first couple of years were, you know, up and down and everything, you know, but I feel like if, you know, we had the same team now, it rolled off for the first year to be the same results. So, you know, it just took us a little bit to figure out what I kind of needed and what, you know, I needed in the team. And, you know, now we got it. So, you know, I think it would be different if we'd started out with the same program I've got now than what it was before. So.
Dustin Albino, J-Ski. Ty, how tough was it staying composed after the long stop at the end of the first stage?
Not really. I mean, you're kind of it just is what it is. You're kind of you're hosed after that deal, so you just got to stay locked in and keep working.
Kind of building off Cameron's question, like 1 year ago this weekend, you were 16th in points. Now you're second. What do you feel like has changed about yourself in the last year?
You know, a little bit, but not a lot. You know, just, you know, change the team around me, and you obviously run a lot better. So, you know, I think obviously it shows in the results.
Tim Moore, Motorsports, hey, congrats on the win, Ty. Kind of just reflect on the closing laps here, because Christopher closes in and it separates and he gets back there. I mean, what's going through your mind there, especially over the final two laps?
Yeah, I mean, he was right there. I got loose in the three, and the lap cars were, you know, kind of difficult to pass. And so I just, you know, got loose and covered the line, and I had a moment behind me, and we were just so close, and I think he missed a little bit off of two, and I got it, so it worked out.
Yeah, Noah LeBlanc, Iowa State Daily. We're getting pretty close to the chase here, and you're going to enter in a good points position. Do you allow yourself to start kind of thinking about that and what it might look like late in the season, or do you kind of just take it week to week?
Week to week for me, but, you know, obviously want to win the title.
Justin Farmer, Medill Reports. We'll be going to New Hampshire and then Richmond afterward. Given how you've ran there in the past, does this weekend give you a lot of confidence going into those 2 weeks as well as Daytona for the finale?
Yeah, for sure. You know, we sucked there last couple of years, and same with here too. So I've just worked hard, got the program back where we needed to be, and now we're here.
Any final questions for Ty? All right.
Clayton Sampson with KNI Careless Radio. Ty, with your team being so successful this season, what does it do for the overall your overall confidence, not just for the success that you've had, but also all of your teammates?
You know, my teammates, have been a big help to me in my career, and obviously, me to them. And we all work hard to get our organization better and our program better. But yeah, my confidence doesn't waver. I mean, I'm not like a head case. I worry about confidence and feeling good to go race every weekend. I mean, every single weekend's different, and there's always things different going on. So if you're searching for confidence, like, you need to go do a therapy session or do something else.
Go ahead, Jeff.
You talked just a minute ago about wanting to win the title. You're probably gonna have to race your teammates for it. I mean, you guys just look like the organization to be right now, especially intermediates being so much a big part of the chase. What do you think the dynamic will be between you guys? I mean, all four of you figure to be strong during those 10 weeks.
Yeah, I mean, just got to keep getting stay up on top of our program, in our meetings, and keep getting everything better, and then just go from there.
Jordan Bianchi, The Athletic. When you compare your team versus that of the 11, what are your strengths and weaknesses versus theirs?
I mean, the 11 to the 54 team. I think we're all pretty close. I think that, the big thing from 11 to mine is, Denny's just such a great driver and has so much experience. And, he's the top, probably one of the best guys in the world. And obviously, he's, been shot to win the title a bunch, but like won a ton of races. And, I think that's the difference, driver to driver. I think the teams are pretty close. Pit crews are pretty close. But Denny's just a great driver, and he's helped develop our program and kept the family going. So a lot of respect to him, but yeah, a lot of experience. Last
question.
Mitchell Brewer, Black Cat Sports. Ty, this track obviously going to have a full repave after having a day like you did today. Do you wish that they wouldn't repave it, or do you just?
Well, I wish they would have left it a couple years ago, but I wish now that they repave it and they're going to repave it. So simple as that. Thank you, guys.
Congrats, Ty.